Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This headline just cracked me up. So this came from Click Orlando. This happened a bit ago, but they did this huge piece on it like just the other day. And here's the headline. This tree was even older than Jesus. Here's how a Florida woman burned it down. Remember this was back in 2012, Seminole County. They had this tree that was like 3,500 years old. And it was called the Senator. And it was a big tree park in Longwood until 2012. It was the largest and oldest bald cypress in the world. It's 120 feet tall. Let's see. They said that it was this big landmark. And what they said, they bored a hole into the tree. They counted the rings on the trunk. So it was like the fifth oldest tree in the world, they said. And then January 16th of 2012... it was reduced to a stump because some lady burned it. Sarah Barnes, a Winter Park, Florida woman, went into the park that morning with a friend, jumped the fence, entered a hollowed out portion of the tree, started a small fire, and then it grew out of control because she's a moron. She ran to a fast food restaurant, watched the crews, you know, put it out. That's like so horrible. They thought that she was trafficking drugs, and she was found guilty of meth possession. So, of course, a meth head burned the damn thing down. And that's it. So it's a stump now. That's so depressing. Isn't that depressing? I just depressed you. That's so sad. Oh, boy. Here we got this guy. Florida man claims meth was planted in his underwear. He says he believed it was Advil. I have literally never seen meth. Does it look like Advil? Like the capsules? Like, wait, like what kind of Advil?
I've seen Breaking Bad, and I don't think any of that meth looked like Advil.
Hang on. Wait, don't laugh at me for a minute. What does meth look like? Images? Let's look here. Oh, they look like crystals. It's like a little crystal. It looks like salt flakes. I did not know that. I am now, right now, years old. I did not know what meth looked like. So it's like, it looks like giant flakes of salt, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. That doesn't look like Advil. So a Florida man says that the meth that the cops found in his underwear, he thought it was Advil, and he doesn't know who put it there. Caleb Phillips was changing into his jail clothes when an officer found it. This guy's 46 years old. How is this male 46 years old? Kane, how old does this man look?
Wow.
Dude, right?
Wow
is right. He's wow years old. Caleb Anthony Phillips said he didn't know how this stuff got here. He's changing from his civilian clothes to prison attire, according to the arrest affidavit, Indian River County on Monday. He got a warrant, failure to appear in connection with the DUI. He's getting booked, and that's when he got in big trouble. They found a cylinder containing what looked like, well, it was in his britches, under his stuff. And he's like, oh, I think that's Advil. They tested it. It was so not Advil. It was meth, a lot of meth. Our partner, Zick Heltek, the R50. I got the P50. I love the P50. This is like one of my favorite guns out there. It's 5.7 and it's awesome. Now, the R50 is like the big brother version of it. 50 stands for the amount of pews that it holds. It's very scientific terminology here, folks. But it looks like the Martian that was on Bugs Bunny, the Martian gun. It looks like that. It very much does. The P50. I love it. Well, now you have the R50. You got like the P50. R50 has over 7 inches of rail space up top. You got a wide range of options. You got additional rail space at the bottom for accessories. It comes with two, and these are standard capacity, 50 round magazines. That's the 50 pews. And the R50, the R's for rifles. So like I said, you know, it's like the big brother version of the P50. It's really accurate, really well balanced. I love shooting this thing. It's great for fun on the range, but also really just a great choice for serious home protection. It's lightweight. It's incredibly versatile. You got a lot of firepower, especially if you enjoy the outdoors. You want to make sure that you and your family are protected. So learn more about the new R50. The big brother to the P50, the R50 carbine at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Just finally in relation to the terrible events that occurred on Parnell Square on Thursday, you know, I really would ask people to try and avoid connecting crime with migration. It's not right.
Yes, people who may not be here in the country and Ireland legally, I beg you not to. Please don't confuse that with criminality. Seriously, they're still going on about this. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Top of the second hour. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program as well. You can also follow along on YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV. Yeah, illegal migration. What's the name for that, Kane?
The name for illegal migration?
Mm-hmm. I mean, migration's fine, but if you're trying to immigrate or enter a place not in accordance with the law, there's a word for that.
Crime?
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
That's right. Thanks. Yeah. It's crime.
It was right there, and yeah.
So weird that the Irish Prime Minister wants to ask people to try and avoiding connecting crime with crime. What? You heard me. I don't think I did. Yeah, stop connecting crime with crime. Very simple. But entering a country illegally is a crime. Uh-huh. It's a crime. Okay, but don't assume that the crime is also related to crime. But it's a crime. Uh-huh. Do you see how ridiculous this is? That's them right now. They haven't changed. They haven't changed. And this is all due to the... It's all fallout still from the riots and everything after this Algerian guy went crazy. And they were trying to figure out if he was in the country legally or not. And he stabbed outside of a primary school. He stabbed, almost killed a 5-year-old girl, stabbed another woman. And then Conor McGregor spoke out about it. And they had 34 people arrested. And then the Irish police... started investigating Conor McGregor. He criticized the government and he condemned the violence, but you can't criticize the government there. So he's been investigated. Now, let me understand. This is one thing I've never understood. Let me give you a little insight into my family history. I'm a true American. I'm a mutt. I mean, I'm literally a one person melting pot. Everyone thinks that I'm something or other. They think I'm Italian. They think I'm this. Our family is actually the main two veins of our family's ancestry is American Indian and Irish. And that goes up to my grandfather and then my great, great grandparents. A set of them were super Irish. And because, you know, there's always jokes in our family about, you know, our ancestry and where we come from and things like that. And, you know, the combination of the two. And then somewhere we're far back, we got like a Norwegian somehow. I have no idea how, but apparently Norwegian and then came through the Carolinas. And then, oh, and I have a great times ? Grandfather who was hung off the Carolinas for piracy. So I'm going to revert back to my culture isn't your costume whenever I see anybody do a talk like a pirate day, but I'm only going to do it to the progressive left. You all get a pass. Anyway, my whole point in bringing this up is there is a stereotype about the Irish, the fighting Irish, right? There's a stereotype. I mean, and it's one that I have friends who live part-time in Ireland and they embrace it wholeheartedly. The fighting Irish. You don't take nothing from nobody. And it's just, you know, it's just a long revered, cherished perception, which is why I'm bewildered. When the government's like, nah, you can't do that. And Irish people are like, okay. What? What are you talking about? I mean, I have a story. One of my friends who lives part-time in Ireland and then is in New York the rest of the time, was saying that it was her younger brother and his friends that got, it was their friends. They had a disagreement. They got into a brawl. They were told to take it outside the pub. They went into the street, brawled, made up, went back inside, had another pint. And that's just the nature of things, right? I mean, good natured, go out, get it out of your system. But then the government tells you, you can't do something. Where does that fighting spirit go? I mean, they had people out in the street rioting and Conor McGregor was speaking out. Now you got the Irish police saying, we're going to investigate you. My response, do you want to know my, I feel like some of you don't really want to know what my response would be. I would probably do the D-Generation X move while telling them to investigate D's pecans. That would have been my response. I'm not joking you. I would have been arrested so many times. And I that's what I don't get. Like, you're, why would you, why? Don't abide that. Don't abide that. I mean, they're talking about investigating Conor McGregor, for crying out loud. I read Conor McGregor's tweets. When I first heard that he had said something about all the riots and everything, I thought, oh my gosh, what did he say? We got to go look. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was anticipating that it was going to be so, like, over the top, because he's being investigated by the Irish police. I mean, surely they would. Oh, yes, they would. He's all literally, I read the tweets to you the other day. He's like, oh, there's grave danger among us in Ireland. It should never be here in the first place. And he's talking about ignoring the law, coming into the country. And then he also talks about the importance of, you know, just making sure that you're polite to the people that live in the country to which you're immigrating to, just as you would be to them and theirs. You know, I mean, it extends both ways. Oh, apparently that's bad. And then, oh, heaven forbid, he went and criticized Kane. He went and he criticized the government. He went and stole their Lucky Charms, he did. He went and criticized the government. And so now they have to have a full-blown investigation into him. Bringing me to my point that if I were him, I would do D-Generation X move and tell them to come investigate D's pecans.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Could have said cashews as well.
Sure.
Sometimes, I don't know which one I prefer more. Taste-wise, you know, I mean, there's so many things you could do with a pecan. Anyway, that's beside the point. Yeah, you can't criticize anybody over there. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. So then it makes me wonder, it's just, you know, what is the fighting Irish then? Where's the fighting spirit? Come on. Where's that at? Where's it all these Western governments? That's one of the most terrifying, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that's one of the most terrifying developments that I've seen in the past 20 years. These governments turning on its own free people for exercising the freedoms that they have. Huh. Or for daring to expect that other people follow the law. Hey, we got to follow the law. You got to follow it too. Oh, that's mean of you. You can't say that. If you tell people, yeah, if you want to come into the country, come into it legally the way that we would come into your country. Oh, you can't say that. That's mean. That's mean of you. You can't be saying those things now. I don't know why I'm still talking like Irish cop, but, you know, works. You can't say those things. It's mean-spirited. No, it's just not brotherly love. It's mean to sit here and talk about that. Oh, the border should be open. Should it, though? It's mean to have any to disagree otherwise. But you have all these governments, like, you know, the what you saw with after October 7th. And then our government comes out like, oh, well, we got to really focus on the Islamophobia. Yeah, it's the Islamophobia. I mean, you got Jewish teachers being locked into classrooms for their own protection, students being locked into broom closets for their own protection, hate crimes. I hate that phrase, but to use the words of the left, you know, people targeting Jewish businesses, vandalizing them. It's like the 1930s all over again. Oh, my gosh. And then the Western government, our governments are criticizing the people who speak out and say, hey, didn't y'all live this before? Someone go rouse Jimmy Carter if he can be roused from his deathly slumber and maybe ask him. He was around. He's also to blame for everything that's happening in the Middle East, but that's why I don't know why we're lionizing him now, but, you know, that breaks. Anyway.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So as we were talking about some of the hostages that Hamas has in custody, the IDF is now looking into claims just reported that the family, the mother with the 8-month-old or the 9-month-old and then the 4-year-old, that Hamas is claiming that they were killed. So this has happened before, though. They've claimed that Emily Hand, for instance, was killed and she was not. So the IDF, before any verifications taking place, they're trying to investigate the veracity of those claims. But that came from J Post and several other sources on this. I really hope not. I think we all really hope not, because goodness, that's just that. And that's just horrific. You almost need a moment to process it. Also, UK study shows that memory problems and cognitive loss have now been tied to the lockdowns. Very unsurprising. The stringent lockdown measures that were implemented across the world were found to be have negatively impacted the working memory and cognitive function, particularly of older individuals. Now there are raised concerns about elevated risks of dementia, according to a very comprehensive UK study, which published its findings this week. The University of Exeter and King's College London, in collaboration with their NHS over there, they revealed these impacts, and they said they looked at over 3,000 people. The average age was 67. And they said that they said the effects of these measures are yet to be fully established, but they're very troubled. In fact, they're very nervous about what they've discovered with cognitive decline on this. So that's something else. Also, North Korea claims that a spy satellite took photos of the White House. Now, what North Korea is going to be really shocked about is I also can see photos of the White House using a thing called Google Maps. Let's see, 813,000 borrowers get email from President Joe Biden on student loan forgiveness. They're still pushing that. We're going to come back and touch on this because they sent emails out to these borrowers. Forgiveness. You just don't have to pay back the money that you owe others. And imagine you try to do that in any other facet of life. The CIA apparently has a secret office that's conducted UFO retrieval missions on at least 9 crash sites around the world, according to whistleblowers, Men in Black. Speaking of aliens, cave aliens. An eerie trio of alien-like humanoid figures with giant heads were found painted in an African cave, leaving scientists baffled, according to The Sun. Or they could just be like giant like fish or something, like with bird. I don't know. But they said that they're cave aliens. I do think that they think everything looks like an alien, though. Like these researchers, this is very Monty Python-esque. They go back and they find something and then they construe this, you know, fantastical thing around it. And I don't know. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us.
You believe also that we should evaluate risk. There's a lot of discussion on AI that is about existential risks, and those are real, but one should also ask existential to whom. So we have an image of the Terminator and Arnold Schwarzenegger and the machine, and right, machine versus man, and many would argue that that is something that we should take seriously as a possibility. It is not a current threat.
Ma'am, are you high? Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. That's our super smart VP. I was afraid I was taking your Today in Stupidity audio, Kane, and you're like, no, I have so much more.
Yeah, she keeps talking. So
what was this at? This was at some, nobody pays attention where she goes.
It was surplus of stupidity.
Where was this at? Like, this is a forum.
Yeah, she's doing some forum with the New York Times right now. Some, ooh, I guess, some deal book summit or something. I don't know what's going on with it. But
Does anybody know?
I don't.
They send her to, notice how they just send her off into the pasture on these like really weird, like these little weird events. And they just send her off to these weird events. And then,
I mean, the thing is they intentionally put her in front of and in friendly environments, like media friendly environments.
And she still
does this stuff.
Is there Kane and unburdened by what has been in the collection from her?
Only about 70 that 70 different ones that exist on the internet.
I mean, you could turn everything she says into, her, all of her remarks, you can break it up into just a million little really ridiculous sound bites. Because there's more. There's a lot more of this. Oh, yeah. What was she saying? That time was. Is this the one that's
today?
Okay, I'll save that. I won't get it.
We're only 40 seconds away here.
So. I'll get on that. But yeah. Oh man, it's something else. I'm telling you, that's she's a heartbeat away, y'all.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think that there is, and coming up later this week, that's one of the things that we're going to discuss. Because I think that people need to be very careful with the Newsom thing. I think there's some fire being played with here. Mm-hmm. That I think it has to be handled very carefully. All right, today's stupidity. I don't mean to take up all your
time. All right, it is. Yeah, we did tease it. It's our Vice President, Kamala Harris. All right. So of all things that are chronological facts, I would think age is one of them. Age is definitely a chronological. Yeah, I mean, that's how it's literally how you measure someone's age. So let's hear what she has to say about that.
To the point, because it is a point that has been made. First of all, I would say that age is more than a chronological fact.
What?
I spent a whole lot of time with our president.
Okay.
Be it in the Oval Office
age,
or the Situation Room.
The only thing age is... is a chronological fact.
That's like all age
That's
is.
That's all age is used
is
a, for.
Is chronological facts.
To factually measure the time.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow. But yeah, that's, believe
that's
me, there was much more. Believe me, there was much more today from that Deal Book Summit with the New York Times.
What is age if it's not a chronological fact?
I don't know.
Who says this stuff? She's like a Martian. Who says these things? I can't, we got a whole other 2 days in this week. She's got more things. Folks, make sure you sign up for the newsletter over at Substack. I'll be back with you tomorrow behind the mic.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.